the visual programming twist, no if, loop, or even function. But it is possible to branch programs. Each time a part of a program is executed, it sends an exit code through a port, and multiple other programs can be connected to this port. But the cables have order, and before you start the next, you must reach the end of the first. AI recommended that these cables are made optional, and that the order can be calculated based on data fields and their cables. That is a very big mistake, and I made data cables optional instead. You are always in control of the sequence. You always get to see it from left to right and branch down. I don't think I expected this, but I knew the other visual programming models were broken. One of the better programs out there has a split stream of objects into separate objects, and then rejoin them later on, and produce multiple outputs based on object properties, streamed or not. It looks like a shower head. Powerful. But it takes the power of knowing where everything is away from the human. The things that have ports that I connect with cables do have loops and streams, but deeply hidden away, way inside them. The things I connect together are powerful commands that load, transform, and produce more files. The industry for it is ETL, extract, transform, and load, but mine is better. And the files can be really weird, queues, sockets, URLs, but on the screen, to the user, they are just files. One of the commands is FFmpeg, of course. Everyone uses it for video processing everywhere. And again, it takes files, transforms them somehow, and produces more files. But even in the case of FFmpeg, I split it into pieces that make sense. Pieces like image to video, or video to animation. The fact that this is FFmpeg is hidden beneath the functionality you actually need. Your AI can, of course, create more commands, so you never really run out of options. My personal favorite commands that I programmed on my own system are make a photo talk. I wrapped an entire AI-driven Linux container with a simple command that I simplify even more in the visual programming language. And the wires or cables that I connect to it are just image and audio. The tens of thousands of lines of code beneath are just not important to using the program. The image I plug in can be generated by another command. You would connect the output of that command into the image input of this one. But when you zoom out, the data cables just fade away, and what you see are the sequence cables, the red wires that connect everything together. Tucked away deep inside my program is one of the world's most precious code editors. Pure ECMAScript modules, web component based, no compilation steps, lighter than air, more powerful than entire corporations. But code is not for the surface dwellers, not anymore. When you create a specialized harness for it, AI is much better at programming than humans. What we need are the cables and the boxes and the vision that drives them forward.